Jesus, just the mention of your name. The flowers grow, the desert blooms again. Like fire in winter cold, like pure precious gold. Jesus, just the mention of your name. Like a lighthouse to a sailor in a midnight storm. He's like a harbor to a ship that's been battered and torn. Like bread to a starving heart. The mention of your name. Jesus, just the mention of your name. Flowers grow, the desert blooms again. Just the mention of your name. Like fire in winter cold, like pure precious gold. Jesus, just the mention of your name. Just the mention of your name.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. What a wonderful, how blessed we are that God's given us another year. Another opportunity to gather together in His house. Hope everyone's doing well. I know we have some that have activities, still traveling. There are those that are sick and shut in too that aren't able to be with us today. So we want to keep those in our prayer. I want to ask y'all if you can, let's stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. So many needs, we just want to but God knows each and every one. If you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love and praise you. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, dear Lord, for this opportunity to gather in your house. Lord, we just want to lift you up. We want to honor you. We want to praise you. Dear Lord, as you've given us a new year, a new day, dear Lord, we just praise you for it. Lord, we thank you for your holy presence, for the Holy Ghost, dear Lord, for your strength and guidance for each and every one of us. Dear Lord, we just, again, just want to put and dedicate everything to you. Dear Lord, as we come together this morning, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, ready to worship you. Dear Lord, ready to praise you. Dear Lord, ready to be vessels that you can use, dear Lord, to spread your ministry abroad. Lord, we just love you. Dear Lord, now we're going to lift up those that are homesick right now, those that aren't able to be with us. Each and every prayer request, dear Lord, we're just lifting them up to you. Dear Lord, you know each and every individual need. And dear Lord, you know those prayer requests if we give them to you. Dear Lord, there are those at this time that have lost their loved ones. Lord, I want you to strengthen those families. Lord, give them the peace that only you can provide, dear Lord. Lift them up. And to Lord, for those that are, like I said, is sick and shut in, those that aren't able to be with us, those in nursing homes, assisted living, Lord, we just love them and we just love you. And to Lord, we know you know their needs. And to Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory, dear Lord, and we just love you. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor, strengthen our service this morning. Lord, may you have a free ring amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord, and we just worship you. And we give you all the honor and glory, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Praise God. What a wonderful opportunity we have just to lift up the Lord and to gather. So good to see y'all. I know the schedules have been all different and the services and all. So I just, as we get ready to get into the new year and get back to regular schedules, just want you to know how much we love you and when we miss you, when we don't have a chance to see you. So while you're standing, this is an upbeat song that I love to sing. It's page 130. I never shall forget the day. Praise the Lord. Page 130. Never shall forget the day. Amen. Everybody just sing. Seated if you can. So good. Y'all sound like y'all ready for church this morning. Amen. As we celebrate a new year, a new day, but with the Lord, each day is new. Each day is just a blessing from Him, and we just want to praise Him and each and every one. What a wonderful opportunity, if you don't know the Lord, to let today be the day that you turn your life over to Jesus and just let Him take charge. We love you. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. Love each and every one of you. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering and
in our service going this morning. I was telling Miss Elaine and I were talking this morning. I mentioned to Brother Rowdy, for us getting up like we did with a later service, I don't know what to do. Had too much time this morning. So just praise God. I just love Him for each and every day. Just praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering?
Praise the Lord. I have a cold congestion, so please ignore that. I hope that this year I can do more for the Lord and stop using excuses of why I can't. So this morning I could have said no because I sound like a frog, but I'm not, because it doesn't matter. You guys just listen to the words. It doesn't matter how I sing them. I just hope you're blessed by the words. It's hard to take the first step when I don't know the way. Each turn is so uncertain. I learned to walk by faith. But you gave me a promise that you would never leave. You will lead and guide me. Lord, I do believe.
Lead me, Lord, and I will follow. Lead me, Lord, and I will go.
never need to fear. For the times I feel alone, I know that you are near. My heart just wants to follow. I'm willing to obey. Just take my hand and lead me. I'll follow all the way.
Lead me, Lord. I will follow.
Just
lead me.
This year that the Lord leads me, and that no matter what He tells me to do, that I will follow. I will listen to what He tells me to do. I know that God has been speaking to me about what this year holds for this church, for me, and I know that God is about to use us if we're just willing to go as He tells us to go. Amen. Y'all worship with me. Sister Jennifer asked me if I would sing this morning.
Out on the waters, storms raging high, the waters around them were troubled that night. Fear filled their hearts, they felt they would die. They failed to remember the Master was nigh. He spoke the words, and the winds all stood still. Even the waters obeyed His will. He calmed their storm, just like He will mine. If I just remember, He lives deep inside. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, and He hears when I cry. Call on His name till the storm passes by.
Hallelujah.
We read in the Bible, when He walked with them, brought light to the darkness when the way grew dim. How great it would be to have His footsteps in mine, and walk with the Master all of the time. And when trials come and death seems so nigh, I'll call on the Master. I know He'll the very same Jesus. He stays always near. He lives in my heart, and he hears when I cry. I'll call on his name till the storm passes by. Brought light to the darkness when the way grew dim. How great it would be to have his footsteps in mine and walk with the Master all of the time. And when trials come and death seems so nigh, I'll call on the Master. Get there on time. And when sickness comes and my body's in pain, all I have to do is call on his name. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, he stays always near. He lives in my, and he hears when I cry. I'll call on his name till the storm passes by. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, he stays always near. He lives in my heart, and he hears when I cry. I'll call on his name till the storm passes by.
All we have to do is call on his name till that storm passes by. Amen.
I forgot to look at the program. I'm sorry. Happy New Year. Happy blessed year.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Trey and I was driving this to church this morning, and I told him, Happy New Year. And he said, Happy New Year, Papa. And I said, what happened to the old year? He said, it came and gone, Papa. I said, man, you don't realize at 10 years old, if you were already saying it came and gone, wait till you get my age. They go by so very fast. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many has been blessed this past year?
Yes.
Amen. As we enter into a new year, let us not forget the blessings of last year. Many times it's overwhelming to hear all the bad things that have happened in a person's life in the preceding year, when we fail to think that most of those days were blessings. We tend to remember the sadness and the sorrows and the grief and the pain and the agony of all those things, but let us not forget the blessings too. It's a blessing just to be here. It's a blessing to let your feet touch the ground this morning and have a desire to have Jesus in your life and your heart to come and worship him this morning. Amen. God is so gracious and good. Let's do G. Kind of, I wasn't planning on singing. Kind of when I said that, I thought about this. I've been on the mountain with Jesus, and I've been in the valley so low. Thank you.
make heaven my home.
Think about it, this past year, I've been on the mountain with Jesus. What a wonderful place. And I've been in the valley so low. Oh, but not one time has he failed me. Went to him with my trouble I go. If you know it, sing it with me. So let me walk with you, Jesus. And don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never. How many knows that to be a fact? Without Jesus, we could not make heaven our home. But with him, we have that assurance and we have that promise that where he is, we may be also. Good to see you this morning. You're looking well. I appreciate you coming this day. I was told years and years ago, whatever you do on the first day of the year, you will do it throughout the year. So I hope and pray that's true. I hope we make church attendance a priority as we come into the house of the Lord to worship him. You have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Genesis this morning in the 8th chapter. Genesis 8, verses 15, 16, and 17. And thank you for the reading of God's precious and holy word. Genesis chapter 8, beginning with verse number 18. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and may be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we're so very thankful this morning, God. We have appreciation in our heart for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. God, for another year that you have allowed us to be on this earth. God, for the past year, the many times that you healed us, you blessed us, you opened doors, you made ways for us. And Father, help us never to forget that. But Father, help us to look forward to this year with anticipation, with faith, believing, God, that all things are possible with you. I pray for those who are suffering. I pray for those who are afflicted this morning. God, touch them, anoint them, strengthen and heal their bodies. Father, we pray that you would reach out and let this year be a year of salvation. Father, for the lost and dying on this earth today, I pray, God, that you would just pour out of your spirit. God, I pray that people will turn to you, God, from their evil ways. I pray, God, that you would convict their hearts. God, search and try them and bring them to an altar of repentance. Father, I ask you humbly now, God, just to anoint this vessel, anoint these lips of clay. Speak to us this morning that you would have us to hear and obey, and we'll give you praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. God bless you this morning. If you love Jesus, let him know it with a hand clap of praise. You may be seated. As the year began to roll away and we began to have anticipation of the new year, I was just meditating and thinking on the goodness of God and asking God for a word for the new year. And, you know, the new year always brings about anticipation. It brings about a new outlook, a future, or things that people want to maybe rectify in their life, goals that they want to set, things that they want to do, things that they may want to accomplish. Most people say, I pray and hope this year will be better than the last, and whatever the case may be. And I begin to think, so many times we look at maybe a situation where we erase the problems of yesteryear and we look forward to the blessings and hope of a new year. And I just begin to pray and seek God for a word. And the story of the flood came to mind. It is a wonderful story and it is a unique story. And it We see within this sometimes what we don't realize, that God will not strive with men always. There arose such evilness in the world, such perverseness, and when men's minds were on evil continuously, that God even said the word, it repented him that he had even made man. And I began to think the things that are transpiring in the world today and how bad it must have been in that time if it even repented God that he had even created man. But I believe that God also had mercy, and he looked down and he found a group of people. Everybody say, thank God for a remnant. Thank God for a people that no matter how bad it gets, they're still going to praise God. Thank God for people whose minds are still stayed and whose eyes and heart is focused on the Lord and not on the bad things of the world, but on the goodness of God. The Bible says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And you know the story, how that he went about to build a boat or an ark for the safety of he and his family, and how that God blessed him with the ability to do so. But I want to focus on after the flood, after the devastation, after the terrible, terrible stench that was in the world due to countless numbers of lives and animals and buildings and lives destroyed by the great flood. Some scholars say that Noah and his family was on the ark over 100 days. We know the rain persisted for 40 days and 40 nights, but still the flood waters were at a point where the man could not get out, and they was there, some say, over a year, shut up in a terrible situation with a bunch of animals and not much fresh air, and, you know, waiting for a new start. The analogy came to me of maybe you have been in a situation, maybe not like that, but similar in spirit. You faced a lot of adversity this year. You've had some stress and some distress in your life. Maybe you've suffered through anxiety. Maybe you've suffered through sickness or affliction or whatever the case may be. We know the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but that's, it doesn't a period there. It says, but he will deliver us out of them all. Can you say praise the Lord for that? So we find that the waters begin to leave the word. In other words, they go down. The Bible word was assuaged, meaning that the distress and the devastation of the land begin to cease, and the waters begin to recede on the world and on the earth, and things begin to pop up. Mountaintops, first of all, probably, and then maybe some high places, and sooner or later the waters returned, and it was time for Noah to try to see if he could get out and see what the new world would be or would look like. You know, he sent out some birds, and finally the dove came back with an olive branch and signifying that there was some dry ground. And God said, it's time. You know, there are people who last night began to make resolutions, begin to set goals, begin to formulate a plan for this year to be better, for them to do better, for them to attain, for them to reach, and for to accumulate things in their life and have a better life. And I will assure you this day and hour, the last couple of years has not been a picnic. We've seen things happen over the last couple of years, maybe 2 to 3 years, that you and I thought we would never have to experience, but nevertheless, they took place. We're seeing a change in the world, not for the good. Things are changing for the bad. We're seeing attitudes that generations prior to us would not have tolerated. We're seeing things and people professing things that were frowned on years and years ago. We're seeing a lack of people concerned for one another, and the love for one another doesn't seem what it used to be. The love for country, the love for God, the love for family all seems like a thing of the past, and it seems like that we've been shut up in this kind of a cubicle for a couple of years. But God began to share with me, the dove has arrived with an olive branch.
I'm signifying, I believe, and somebody's already mentioned it. I'm not looking for great wealth this coming year. I'm not looking for opportunities of doors opening to give me abundance. That's not what my heart desires. I've seen people who were able to amass great riches only to have a life full of torment and pain and agony because they had no peace within them. I'm looking to the heavenly dove, signifying to bring an olive branch, to bring peace in my life, to bring peace in this world, to bring peace in the church world, to bring peace among families, to bring peace among arguing situations. I titled this message, Bring Forth Every Living Thing That Is With Thee. Now, I know the Bible here talks about, and God is talking about the animals. You know, so many times the stories, how many did he took two of each? Well, he took two of the unclean. He took seven of the clean animals, signifying that they would come forth and be fruitful and abundant. Now, I don't know what you may have done or what I might have done. If I'd been shut up in a boat for over a year with a bunch of stinking animals and no way to really get fresh food and fresh air, I imagine probably one of the first things that I would have done when I got out on dry ground was probably kneel down and kiss the ground. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The very first thing that he did when he came out of devastation, the very first thing that he did when he came out of that turmoil, the very first thing he did as he came out of that thing that had him enclosed and had him bound, he built an altar to God. And he took of the clean animals and he sacrificed to God. And you might say, well, hadn't God just told him to bring the animals and go forth and multiply? Let me tell you something. When you give to God first, there's going to be plenty left to multiply. If you give to him of your time, if you give to him of your ability, if you give to him of your talent, if you give to him of your finances, there'll be plenty more because God will make a way even when it seems not a way in our life. So he built an altar and he began to sacrifice the animals. There's three things that I want to dwell on specifically in this message this morning. First of all, the first two words of verse number 16. God says to Noah, go forth. I believe that God would speak to First Pentecostal this morning. I believe that God would speak to individuals this morning. It's time to go forth. Going forth means to move oneself forward or onward. How many knows that sometimes you got to move yourself to gain ground? Many times we want to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, and that's biblical too. But there's times to move forward. I believe 2023 is going to be a time to move forward, not only for the church, not only for families, but for individuals, because we have been harnessed, folks. We've been shamed into saying that we're Christian. We've been ridiculed for praising the Lord. We've been shunned for lifting up the name of Jesus and not bowing down to the governments of the world and not bowing down to the restrictions of the world. But I seek to serve God first and foremost in my life. And I think that's going to come to pass in 2023. I think it's time to go forth as we've never gone forth before. I think it's time to move up and to move forward. You might say, well, Brother Eddie, how do we do that? You let that living thing that is within you come forth. Hallelujah. The The Holy Ghost was not given to us to bottle up. The Holy Ghost was not given to us to sit down and do nothing. The Spirit of the Lord said He's a comforter, but He didn't give it to us just to make us comfortable. He gave it to us so that we could testify and witness to the world and bring lost souls into the Ark of the Covenant, into the peace and the holiness, amen, of a family of God. Go forth. It's a declaration. It's a commandment. It's not go forth if you don't want to. Not go forth if it's comfortable. Let me tell you, going forth sometimes is not comfortable. Man. I have these flashbacks sometimes. When I said that, I thought back to my working days. Go forth out of the bed. Go forth out of the comfort zone. Go forth when it's raining. In my occupation, go forth when it's snowing, when it's sleeting, when it's freezing. I didn't ask you if you felt like it. I said, go forth. Move up. Move out and move onward. Amen. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the situation. First Pentecostal Church, we didn't get spiritual filled, amen, to sit still and wait on Jesus to come. Amen. We need to be about God's business. And the only way we're going to do that is to go forth. Amen. Don't look back. Thank Him for what the past is, but have eyes on the future of what God's about to do. I don't know about you, but I know a God that I can see healing in the church. I know a God that I can see deliverance in the church. I know a God where we can once again see miracles in the church. I know a God where we can see souls born again in the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Quit waiting on revival and have revival. Hallelujah. We'll never get anywhere if we don't go forth. I don't imagine Noah and his family said, no, we'll just sit here. We'll just stay in the boat. Become quite comfortable. We'll just live here on the ark, thank you. I would imagine they was excited, overwhelmed, couldn't wait for that door to open so they could go forth into a brand new world, into a brand new beginning, into possibilities. Let me tell you something, folks. We need to quit declaring things impossible. Because the things that are impossible with man are made possible by God. Go forth. Move oneself forward. Now we want to move others forward. I'm still waiting on somebody to come to church. Because when somebody comes to church, things are going to get done. Because every time I hear something, they say, well, somebody ought to do that. I said, where is somebody? Amen. What if that somebody's you? What if it's time for that somebody to go forth? What if it's time for that somebody, amen, to finally say, you know what? I'm tired of just sitting by doing nothing. I'm going to do something for the Lord. If it's not anything but stand up and clap my hands, I'm going to do something for the Lord. Because I will assure you, when you go forth, God will come to you in a mighty blessing. He'll lift you up. He'll give you power. He'll give you an anointing. There is no telling what God can do for you and through you. But we got to go forth. The next thing that I want to talk about is the two words in verse number 17. Bring forth. Bring forth. Man. When we go forth, we need to bring something with us. And what does he say? Bring forth with thee every living thing that is within thee. Now I know he's talking about the fish and the birds and the fowls and the beast. God's beginning to speak to me. Every single individual in the house of God this morning has different ability, different capability, different characteristics. God will never require more out of you than what you're able to give Him. But let me ask this sincerely. What have we given Him? What have we given Him of our time? What have we given Him of our devotion? We work Him in when it's convenient. We work Him in to fit our schedule and not His. But He said, if you'll bring forth every living thing that is with you. I would venture to say that there's some living things within your spirit that you're not even aware of. Things that God can use, things that God can multiply, things that God can use and powerfully, amen, be a blessing to others and not only to you. But you got to bring it forth. And you know what you need to do with it when you bring it forth? Build an altar. No, you ain't got to pile up a bunch of rocks. You ain't got to go to the wood place and buy a bunch of wood. Amen, that can be a spiritual altar. But you know how you can start this year? When you come out of that distress, when you come out of that old ark, that old thing that had you bound, that situation, that problem, that relationship, whatever it was, I don't know. I know God can deliver. But when you come out, you bring forth every living thing that is with you. You lay it on the altar. You say, God, I don't know what you see in me. I don't know if there's anything I got to offer you, but I'm offering it here. I'm putting it on the altar. I'm going to sacrifice it unto you. And God, just take that and multiply it and bless it so that others might see Christ in me. But not only can you go forth, you've got to bring forth. Bring forth. What can I bring forth? I don't know. That's between you and God. I don't know your capabilities. I don't know what you're capable of doing or able to do, but God does. But I would venture to say this includes me and everybody else. It's probably more than we realize. There's more there that God can use than we're sometimes willing to give Him. Bring forth, produce, or give rise to something. A lot of people start to say, I'm going to read the Bible in its entirety. That's great. That's wonderful. Do it. But do it unto the Lord, not just to say, I read the Bible. But I once knew a boy who went to school with me in the third grade. In the third grade, first, second, third grade, if we went every day to school, we got a silver dollar and a certificate. Certificate don't mean nothing, but I'm holding on to that silver dollar. And he got a silver dollar and a silver certificate and had to repeat the third grade. He said, Brady, what's... He was there every single day. Had to repeat. Come on. Are we learning? Are we just sitting there? I showed up. I'm here, Lord. But I'm here, Lord, use me. I'm here, Lord, in whatever capacity. It doesn't matter with me. If you want me to pick up paper, I'll pick up paper. Amen. If you want me to play the guitar, I'll play the guitar. If you want me to sing, I'll sing. If you want me to preach, Don't let me get carried away here. Because I did that one time. He held me to it. If you want me to teach, I'll teach. If you want me to knock on doors, I'll knock on doors. If you want me to do whatever it is, I'll do it, Lord. I'm going to bring it forth. I'm going to produce. I'm going to let something rise up in me. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel anticipation. I feel excitement about this new opportunity. I know it's 2023. I know it's another year. But you know what? By faith, it could be the greatest year you've had in your life. If you're looking for the right thing, if you're looking for God to get honor and glory. So go forth and bring forth. And then the next thing that he says in verse number 17, after you bring forth every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that may breed abundantly. Get my drift? We're not talking birds and fishes and beasts anymore. Talking about something in you. And let it grow abundantly. And be fruitful and multiply. be fruitful and multiply. If you won a soul to Christ last year, praise God. Can you win two this year? Man, if you set a time of prayer and meditation and even sacrifice or fasting, whatever it is, and you did that, can you do more this year? I will assure you we can all do more than we think we're able to do with the help of God. First Pentecostal Church, I want us to be fruitful. I want us to go forth. I want us to bring forth. But I want us to abundantly be fruitful and multiply in this year. And you know what? Yes, souls we want to multiply. But I want to multiply that is with already in the church. Come on, I want to see lives change. I want to see individuals change. I want to see holy boldness. I want to see somebody, amen, say, you know what? I'm tired of the mediocrity. I'm tired of just sitting by. I want to praise Him. I want to serve Him. I want to love Him. I want to help in any capacity that I possibly can. It's time to go forth. It's time to bring forth. And it's time to multiply and abundantly use what God has already blessed us with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see in the flood, I see in the coming out of the ark, an analysis, a parallel, coming out of an old year. It's quite interesting that they always refer to the old year, when just 365 days ago it was a new year. Fresh in our memories and fresh with anticipation and looking forward to greater and bigger and better things in our life. And some have been attained. Some have been disappointments. I'm not going to ask you as a show of hand if you got everything this year you wanted or desired. Man, if you did, praise God. But along with many blessings also come many disappointments, many setbacks. This year has seen sickness. This year has seen death. This year has seen families split. This year has seen a rise to dependency on drugs. It's terrible. Once we heard about fentanyl, now it's commonplace. This should never be commonplace. There's people dying right now as I'm preaching. Right now they're dying. Right now there's homeless people laying on the street. Somebody told them it's a happy new year. What have they got to look for? Amen. What if somebody in the church decided to go forth and to bring forth that is within them and to take that homeless person and lead them to Jesus Christ? Amen. It's all right to feed them. It's all right to clothe them. We have Bible for that. But it's more important to plant the seed of salvation into their life. Glory to God. If you can bring one homeless person into the house of God, into the family of Christ, praise God. I guarantee you, you'll be so excited about it, you'll want to go do it again. And that's not the only ministry. There's ministries that need to go to the homes, the nursing homes, the sick and the shut in. People who can't come to church would love to come to church. They would love to have somebody to come by and read a scripture to them or just pray with them. There is so much that we, the church, can do, but we're sitting around waiting on somebody. That somebody might be you. And that somebody, if my recollection serves me well, 7 came off the ark. We're a small church, Brother Eddie. Can't do too much. If they'll come to church, we'll help them. They'll come and be with us. We'll reach out to them. What if the 7 on the ark decided not to go forth and produce and to multiply? God had to be in there. I said, God had to be in there. Oh, not only, I don't want to get gross, not only were the animals busy, mankind got busy. Amen. And they began to produce and multiply to the point souls begin to be born all over.
Church, they won't happen unless we get a vision. Won't happen unless we go forth. It won't happen unless we bring forth. Bring forth that living. If that thing within you is dead, you're not going to be able to go forth. You're going to go forth empty-handed. You're going to go forth with a messenger without a message. But if that thing that is within you is living, I almost feel it growing right now. I'm not going to point fingers. But maybe that living thing has been lying dormant. Not dead, but not really alive either. Not as joyful as it once was. Not as strong as it once was. But God said, if you'll bring it forth, every living thing that is within you or with you, I'll bless it. And it'll multiply. And you can go forth and bring forth. Amen. And you can begin to produce. Glory to God. That's what I want to see in the church. That's what I want to see in the ministry. That's what I want to see in our kids' church. That's what I want to see in each and every individual. A desire to go forth, to bring forth, produce and multiply this coming year. Not just because it's a new year, just because it's a new opportunity. Hallelujah. What is that living thing? Bring forth every living thing that is with thee. That hope, let that hope grow. I like what David said. What wait I for? My hope is in thee. If you sit around and hope things are going to get better because of something you do, you're looking in the wrong area. But that hope is alive within me because I put my faith and trust in a never-failing God. Let that hope come forth. Let that bring forth that hope. Amen. Hope for things better. Don't moan and groan about things, how bad they are. Hope with faith and prayer. Okay, what else? That zeal. Many of you remembers the zeal when God first saved you. Amen. You repented at an altar and your sins was washed away. And oh, you felt like a brand new person because that's what the Bible says we are. We're a new creature when the Lord comes into our life. Where is that zeal today? It should be stronger. Not lying dormant, unused, just kind of on a life preserve. Wake it up. That energy. Let me skip that one. God knows the capability. Me and God had a talk. I like to worship and praise the Lord. But I ask you, Lord, I don't know at my age I can jump a bench. Now, you help me, but if it be your will, just let me say praise the Lord and run up down the aisle. There was a day. Come on. There was a day. Glory to God. I mean, not long after I got filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I didn't think it was a bench too big for me to jump over. Now, I'm not praying for that same energy. God gives us wisdom and good sense and an old body. But you know what I'm praying for? God, we got some young folks in church. Use them. Bless them. That's where the energy is. Hallelujah. We know that because when we're moving furniture around for the Christmas plate, we kind of wait around till the boys get here. And then we huff and puff and you got that. There'll be one guy over there, probably gay, but there'll be three old men over here, you know. That's where the energy is. Amen. And Brother Gabe, I don't want to use you just for moving furniture. I want to use you for moving lives. I want to see that same energy. Go out in the highways and the hedges. Amen. Get young people in here. You know what? I don't care what they're dressed like. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what their past is. Get them in here. I don't care if they tattooed all over their body. That's not my concern. My concern is where is their soul? Where is their heart? Amen. Get them in here. We'll pray for them. We'll love them as Jesus loved us. Hallelujah. That energy. Bring forth that desire. Bring forth that ministry.
Bring forth that talent. The saddest thing that a preacher hears is, God used to use me. He will again. You'll go forth, bring forth, multiply, and produce that gift. I grew up in a church. It wasn't very big, but the gifts were operational. Everybody doesn't have the same gift. We know that. That's Bible. Amen. If you don't have the gift of another person, don't be jealous because they have that gift. Pray for them that God will use them in that gift. And pray for God to use you in whatever gift He's given you. And I will assure you, there's one in there somewhere waking up. Even if it's a gift of help. Somebody, that's not a gift. Oh, yes, it is. You'll use it to its fullest extent. It is definitely a help. Every living thing that is with thee, that's faith. That faith that moves mountains. That faith that you have experienced. That faith that you have seen lives change. That faith where God has healed you when nothing else would work. That faith that we put in God rather than man. So many times when man tells us something, we just declare it done. We haven't even consulted God. The Bible says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And I have a living, breathing testimony at home right now who's about to be 45 years old that the doctor said he won't even live to be school age. But somebody prayed. Hallelujah. Somebody laid him on the altar and said, Lord, he's yours. God, I just pray, Lord, that you'll let him live. And God did. Bring forth that faith and that love. If you can't do any of those other things, I will assure you, you need to wake up the love that is within you. The Bible says God is love. If you got God in you, you've got love. Now, whether or not you're going to use it, that depends, or that remains to be seen. But I want the love in me to grow. I want to see the good in people. I'm not making a resolution. I'm just making a fact. I want to see the good in people. It's easy to see the bad. You have to look real, real hard to see any beauty in me. But look into the lives of people. Look into them and look past their faults. Look past their failures. Look past their lifestyle and see the good within them. Because that's what Jesus is looking for. And then build an altar. Let that altar be your place where you sacrifice your gift to God. Maybe I missed some in those things that I was mentioning, but you still know what is within you and what you can offer unto the Lord. You know, a person was praying at the altar one time, and he or she had been told that, you know, you just need to offer everything you got unto the Lord. Not holding anything back, just give it all to the Lord. Story has it that this person didn't have very much. And they were thinking as they were praying, what can I offer the Lord that He doesn't already have? He owns the hills. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills and owns the hills that the cattle are on. His whole world is His. Everything is His. Lord, what? I don't have anything. I don't have any worldly material things. Finally, they said, the only thing I have to offer you, Lord, is myself. Just offer you my heart. And you know what? God said, that's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. Because if God's got your heart, I said, if God's got control of your heart, all of this is going to fall into place. Man, if you're looking forward for good things in 2023. Now, what do you focus on? What looks good to your eyes or what looks good to God's eyes? But if you're looking forward to good things in 2023, I want you to stand on your feet and give the Lord praise in anticipation of what He is going to do. By faith, I'm claiming it. By faith, I'm receiving it. By faith, I'm going for it. By faith, I'm bringing forth. By faith, God's going to multiply it and produce it like it's never been done before. Amen. Not just in this church, but all over the world. I want to see souls saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Now bow your heads and close your eyes. Every saint of God pray. And if you're here today and you want to make a rededication, a recommitment to the Lord, this altar is open. Hallelujah. If you want to come down and say, Lord, you know what? I want to do more. And I don't have the ability to do more, God, but I have the ability to put my faith in you. And through me, God, you can do great works and great wonders. Is there one today? If you have need prayer for anything, this altar is open before we dismiss this morning. Is there one who would come for prayer? Whether it be sickness, affliction, a greater walk, whatever the case may be, that's between you and God. Some of you elders, if you would, come forward. Let's pray for these that are in the altar this morning. We have several needs, amen. And if I can't get to each one of them, I need some elders praying with me. Amen.
Summer and the changing of leaves, There's food on my table, a good place to sleep, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. Way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good. God has been good. I have been blessed. Arms that will raise, a voice that can talk, hands that can touch, legs that can walk, ears that can listen, eyes that can see. I've got to praise Him as long as I breathe. I have been blessed. He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down. He's the rock that I run to when I'm overwhelmed. He's the place where I hide under His wings. He's not just a song, He's the reason I sing. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts. Thank you. the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim.
Lord, we just pray this morning. God, we just love you. Lord, let your word just... Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. Everybody, just praise the Lord for a moment. Just let Him just continue to minister to us this morning, to heal, to touch, to lift. Oh Lord God, we just... Yes, Lord God. Lord, we love you. We praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for your visitation, dear Lord. We thank you for always your presence, dear Lord. Lord, that everywhere we step, dear Lord, may it be in your name. Lord, that everything we do, will you get the glory and honor for each and every word that's spoken, each and every prayer that's lifted up. Lord, we thank you for healing, dear Lord. And we now, as we prepare to close, dear Lord, we're just praying for those that are watching online. Dear Lord, you see those prayer requests, those needs, dear Lord, and those even those unspoken. Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one that's online, each and every one that's watching, those that are home sick and shut in, those that are maybe in another town or another city or another state. Lord, may they feel your holy presence. Dear Lord, may the message of your salvation, your word, dear Lord, go forth, dear Lord, to all boundaries, dear Lord. There'll be nothing to hold it back. Lord, that it'll have a free ring amongst each and every one. Lord, we pray for our country this year, dear Lord. We pray for our city, our community, our schools, dear Lord, our colleges, dear Lord, our children. Lord, we pray for each and every one, dear Lord, not just a blanket, but, dear Lord, that they'll learn about you, that your name will be spoken in those areas that people are afraid to speak it out loud, that the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, will go forth. Lord, again, thank you for this service this morning. Lord, thank you for your love. And, dear Lord, we look forward, dear Lord, with anticipation, dear Lord, of the blessings and the love that you have for each and every one of us, dear Lord. And we give you all the honor and glory. And that's in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give him another hand clap. Praise his name. Praise the Lord. Praise God. For those of you that haven't heard, we're not having service tonight. We will be getting back on our regular schedule Wednesday night. So those of you that were looking forward to coming tonight, just come join us Wednesday night. We're going to get started with a new year. But just enjoy the rest of the day. Spend your time with family and friends. Hope everyone has plenteous of joy and pleasure this day. We just love each and every one of you. Praise God.